From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A woman blew herself up and a suspected jihadist was killed during a huge police assault in Paris Wednesday, targeting the suspected mastermind of last week's attack on the Capitol. Gunfire and explosion rocked the Saint-Denis area near the Stade de France Stadium before dawn. Authorities arrested seven people in the operation, which turned into a seven-hour standoff between security forces and a group of people holed up in an apartment. The Paris prosecutor said telephone surveillance and witness reports led police to believe Abdelhamid Aboud, the suspected mastermind of Friday's series of attacks that killed 129 people, had been in the apartment. However, he added that it's too early to say if he was among those arrested or killed. Meanwhile, this Parisian resident, Maribel Joubert, says it's hard to come to terms with what's happening in the country. She says, I think of this as madness that drives these jihadists, notably this woman who blew herself up. I'm completely in shock with my emotions and have a lot of trouble distancing myself from what's happening. This comes as 129 fatalities in last week's Paris attacks have been identified. Bangladesh's highest court has upheld death sentences of two opposition leaders who were convicted of war crimes committed during the country's 1971 War of Independence against Pakistan. The Bangladesh Attorney General Mahbubay Alam said Wednesday's rejection of the appeals of Salahuddin Qadir Chaudhry of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party and Ali Hassan Muhammad Mujahid of the Jamaat-e-Islami cleared the way for them to be hanged as soon as this week. VOA News. The UN Nuclear Agency is set to release a report on whether Iran is meeting its commitment to a deal that is meant to reduce Tehran's ability to make atomic arms. The report is expected Wednesday and may show little progress. Iran said it is holding back on implementing the agreement until next month's publication of another report by the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency detailing its conclusions on allegations that Tehran worked in the past on nuclear arms. Iran denies the allegations and described an IAEA list of suspected instances of such activity as based on doctored Western intelligence. French warplanes resumed attacks Tuesday on the Islamic State de facto capital of Raqqa in Syria. Russian long-range bombers also pounded the IS stronghold. The Kremlin says it agreed to step up military and intelligence cooperation with France. Speaking Wednesday in Manila, President Obama welcomed Russia's attacks on IS targets.
The problem has been that in their initial military incursion into Syria, they've been more focused on propping up Mr. Assad and targeting the moderate opposition as opposed to targeting those folks who threaten us, Europe, and Russia as well. And I've had repeated discussions with President Putin that if, in fact, he shifts his focus and the focus of his military to what is the principal threat, which is ISIL, then that is something that we very much want to see.
And that is President Obama speaking today in Manila. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Congressman Paul Ryan, Tuesday called for a pause in the U.S. acceptance of Syrian refugees, citing security fears following the deadly terrorist attacks in Paris. He said Congress could vote within days to delay President Obama's plan to let 10,000 Syrian refugees into the United States over the next year. A protest by desperate Cuban migrants stranded on their journey to the United States paralyzed a key border crossing between Costa Rica and Nicaragua Tuesday. Long lines of buses and trucks formed on both sides of the border as the migrants refused to let traffic pass, according to authorities in both countries. Pakistan's government must take steps to end rampant police harassment, threats, and violence against approximately 3 million Afghan refugees. That comes from Human Rights Watch Wednesday. More than 65,000 Afghans have been driven out of Pakistan since the start of the year after coming under intense scrutiny after the Taliban massacre of 150 people in December 2014. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.